Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Gangbang with a Twist, Round 2, by Girl on the Net. Where was I? Oh yeah, in the centre of a circle of eager, horny men, taking part in a competitive gangbang. My ass is lubed up with the spunk of the first guy who fucked me, and I'm catching my breath before round two. This is the second in a two-part story. Read the first part by clicking the links on the page or going to girlonthenet.com/audioporn if you want to hear the first part, and then pop back here because this one's the finale. I need a rest before we recommence the gangbang. That much is clear. While it would be nice to let all my muscles relax so I could just lie back and let these guys take it in turns to fuck me into oblivion, it would somewhat spoil the point of the game. If it's going to be competitive, I have to fight back. Naked, sweating slightly, and with trembling hands, I kneel on the floor in the middle of the circle of men. One of them steps forward from the side and offers me an ice-cold can of cider. Because fuck it, this is my fantasy, and the hot men in my fantasies always have cider to hand. I press the can against my forehead and neck, revelling in the chill on my skin. And then I down half of it as if it could come close to quenching my thirst. I lost the first round. The first guy was too eager to come. Too warmed up. It didn't take him much vigorous fucking before he'd pounded all the fight out of me. And I let myself hang limply while he finished off. I figured if I was going to lose, I might as well enjoy it. Give my body a few seconds of blissful rest while the orgasm rolled through me. But I can't lose two rounds in a row. It just wouldn't look good. If I don't participate fully, these guys might never play this game with me again, and I'll just be left alone to frig myself off as I remember and wish I'd tried harder. This time, I will win. This time, I won't give in to the sheer fucking pleasure of the thing. I'll focus on the task in hand. Throwing the guy off me before he comes inside me. I pass my can back to one of the watching men and my next opponent steps forward. He's taller than me and on the skinny side. The first guy had arms twice the thickness of mine, but this next one seems more evenly matched. His cock curves upwards. It's long, slim and dark. Glints of pre-cum on the tip. Foreskin pulled back and down to show how tightly the skin is stretched at the head. How hard he is. He smiles at me and raises an eyebrow as if to say, "Are you ready?" My ass is slick with the first guy's cum, and I think I'm in with a shot to win this round. So I nod. Yeah, I'm ready. Then he pounces. What he lacks in strength, this guy makes up for in speed. No sooner have I placed my palms on the floor and spread my knees than he's round behind me, the head of his dick pressing up against me. The guys in the circle start counting down. Quicker this time than the last, they can sense that we're both eager to get going. 5, 4, 3, 2. I can't wait for one. I push back, wanting to feel how deep his dick will go and how easily it will slip in now that I am lubed with spunk from before. The second I get back onto him, Pressing my arse against his crotch and stomach, he starts fucking. Quick, slick strokes, his slim cock allowing easier thrusting than the guy before. I feign weakness for a few seconds, letting him think that this will be an easy ride. But really, I'm just winding up all of my energy for one big, decisive push. He's got both hands on my shoulders to yank me back onto his cock. And I think to myself, I'll let him have 5 strokes. He pulls me back. 1, 2, 3, 4. And on the 5th, I let rip, squirming and writhing and twisting myself out of his grip. He's fast, reaching down to try and grab my flailing arms even as he shoves his hips forward to anchor his cock inside me. But although he's fast, he wasn't quite ready. He didn't expect such a sudden surge of power, and I managed to push him away. I twist round and get one of my palms flat against his stomach. I turn my body and push at him, and he slides out, having barely even got going. As he slips out of me, I can hear the sigh of defeat. His breath leaves his body in one swift whoosh, even as the cheering starts from the men who surround us. I look up briefly to acknowledge the crowd, bowing because I won round 2. And then I beckon the next guy forward. This one is formidable, huge and muscled. And there is no way that I am winning round 3. But I don't need to win the rounds to make this all worthwhile. I just need to be a good sport, enjoy the game and take the smaller victories where I can get them. No one's really keeping score after all. We're all just fucking in exactly the way we like it. As this big fucker spits on his cock and gets ready to try his luck, I turn my face towards my gallant round 2 opponent, and I beckon him forward too. He's rubbing at his dick. Clearly, embarrassment that he got beaten so quickly hasn't managed to quell his urgent need to come. The crowd starts counting in for round 3, and I can feel my third opponent pressing his short, thick cock up against the entrance to my cunt. And as I prepare to put up a match-worthy fight, last round's loser enjoys a consolation prize. I open my mouth to catch as much spunk as he can muster as he watches me lose to the next guy. If you enjoyed this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and support me on Patreon and help me make loads more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.